It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to begin reading today at verse 8, Genesis chapter 4, verse 8, and we're going to read down through the 16th verse. And so please, if you'd open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 4, and we'll begin with the 8th verse in just a moment. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you would like to visit our website, you would find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles and find your place in Genesis chapter 4, beginning to read now with verse 8. Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive, a vagabond, shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive, a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. And the Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Let's begin with prayer after the reading of God's Word. Father, I thank and praise you that we can come today and enjoy this study. Now help us, Father, that we may learn your truth, so that we'll go verse by verse, and we will understand from it what you would have us to know. And please, Lord, that you will guide and lead us. It's so important that we have your leadership as we study your word. It's important that we all come to know you as our Savior. And Father, please, that you will allow your Holy Spirit to come forth and to touch the hearts of the people that are listening today. And I hope, Father, that that Spirit, your Spirit, can touch their heart, that they will come and hear your word and respond to your word and be saved. Please, Lord, that they will do that today. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that hath the eye, let him see. Father, please, that today, that your Spirit, as it goes forth, that folks will hear your word and be touched by your word, and they will come to you today. Please, Lord. So important to be a child of God and to walk with you, but your Spirit must do the work. They must hear from you. So today, Lord, we ask that they do hear from you. Now, guide and lead us as we not only come to know you as our Savior, but then begin that wonderful walk and growth with you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. What a terrible thing to happen. It started out because as Abel brought a offering that God had respect for, and Abel did, and Cain brought a sacrifice that God had no respect for. And when we begin to change God's way and make it our way, And yet we expect God to be pleased with us. It's not going to happen. You know, so often, why, as we grow in the Lord, why, something will make us a little aggravated or a little mad, and we've got no business being mad or irritated at all, because we have changed God's plan. Now, please, that you will listen carefully as we look through these words to understand that it must be God's way and God's plan. We've been through that several times, and now we're to the place where we find it coming to an end. And it's a terrible end, and that is the death of Abel. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. It came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him, murdered his brother. You know, as we look at this time, and we begin this study today, why, it's awful to see the first murder take place. And it's worse to even imagine that the first one that was murdered because of religion. The first one that was murdered, the one that died, was a child of God, was a saint, was a born-again believer, Abel, accepted by faith. And we know that according to the many verses of Scripture that we've looked up in the past. And so we find here the reason for this anger, this wrath coming from the Cain. It rose from being mad. It started with disobedience, of course. He disobeyed the Lord. When he disobeyed the Lord, and then God didn't have respect for it, and he had respect for Abel's, made him mad. Well, that mad, that anger, that fierceness, it just continued to grow. And it grew all the way into the place of murder. And we need to realize what happens when we begin to be disobedient. I hope that you can see that today. And I hope that you don't miss some very simple, very easy principles. Because, number one, do it God's way. Go to the Word of God. Don't do it man's way. Do it God's way. Go to the Word of God. All right, now the second thing is we want to see is that when we choose to leave God's Word, what happens, what the result is. And he says, well, I've left the Word of God, and I've left the will of God. I don't believe the way you do, Larry, and so, you know, it's not the way you say. Yes, it is. Because if you've left the Word of God, there is no hope of salvation for you. And so if that's the case, then you have no hope for forgiveness of sins. And as you look upon someone in a place of anger, a condition of anger, it's the same as murder. And so, yes, you have risen up and murdered someone. And so please understand how guilty we are and how much we need the Lord Jesus. Follow God's plan. Stay with the plan that you come by faith to Jesus Christ and by faith alone. Don't let anybody convince you that there's works involved in that. You come by faith. It is a God-given faith, but you come when the Spirit of God calls you. Now listen to that calling, and come clearly. Do not turn away from the call of God. Now as you're listening today and we're going through these words, and this time, don't get caught up in religion. Get caught up in Jesus, and you can come by faith to the Lord Jesus. And so come today as the Spirit convicts your heart. He's going to show you first how wicked and evil you are, and then he will show you himself. He'll show you Jesus. He'll show you him so you know that he is our salvation, and then you can trust in him. And he'll come into your heart and save you. What a wonderful work and what wonderful steps need to take place. And please, that you will look unto the Lord Jesus Christ today and no other way. No other works. Cain looked another way, and we see the result. He come up and slew his brother and killed him. Now, as we look at this, we find, and this is still in review, and I'll try to move along here, but it's some points that we need to make special notice of. Where is Abel thy brother? You notice the question that the Lord asked. And he wants us to repent, and he gives us an opportunity to repent, to turn back to him, to turn to him in this case. He wants us to come, and he calls for Cain, and he says, Cain, you know, where's thy brother? Well, what was Cain's answer? I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? You see, Cain, when he had an opportunity to confess his sin and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he ignored it. He turned away. This is clearly a call from God. God himself asked him, and Cain turned from him. He said, what's the matter? What's your question here? He did not confess his sin. He is guilty, and the Lord knew he was guilty. And we have that confirmation in the 10th verse. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. You see, there was evidence, there was witness of what Cain had done to his brother Abel. And yet, even with that witness, even with what we have before us, he still did not respond and say, yes, I'm guilty, and please forgive me. He said, what are you talking about? I don't know where my brother's at. Listen, he knew exactly where his brother was. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. He wanted Cain to confess, to repent, but he chose not to. Now, how about you? God knows your heart. God knows your condition. He is calling you right now. Will you turn to him? Will you repent and come? And he says, I know not. He's a murderer, and now it's a liar. His eyes are blinded, and his heart's beginning to be hardened because he's refusing the call of God. I made a statement last time we were together, and I'm going to repeat it. God only pardons those that confess. Please, that you confess your sin before a righteous God. And it can't be just something that comes out of your mouth. It's got to come from your heart. And the only way it can come from your heart is when God's at work there. So please, that you allow God to penetrate that old wicked heart of yours. And you do that just by turning to him. Please, you see your sin. And then you're going to have a choice to make. And I want you to make the right choice. I want you to come by faith to Jesus. Cain, with all his arrogance, stands there. I know people that way. I know people that almost laugh in God's face. They're very arrogant. But I'll tell you what, my dear friend, that arrogance is going to get you to hell. It's not going to get you to heaven. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. We had a couple questions here. The first question is, where's Abel thy brother? And the second question is, what hath thou done? What hath thou done? That's the next question. It's in verse 10. Verse 9's first question. Verse 10's second question. Don't you know what you've done? God tells again, there's evidence. Your brother's blood cries from the ground. It cries from the ground. You know, it's so sad as we look today and we see what has happened and this blood of Abel, as it cries out against Cain, the murderer, the blood of Cain. I want to look at a couple of verses of Scripture that we looked up last time, and then we'll begin and continue through the study. And it's Revelation chapter 10, chapter 6, verse 10. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, verse 10. And we have, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? You see, there's going to be a time when those that took the blood of the saints, took their lives, they will be held accountable. And the question here, this is during the tribulation period, and they're underneath the altar, and they're wondering, how long is it going to take? And they want to know, how long, Lord, are you going to be patient? Well, Lord is very patient because he wishes that none would perish, the Scripture tells us. And so we find here as we continue in 2 Chronicles 24, go to the other end of your Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles. We're going to 2 Chronicles. Hope you know your Bible. I hope you spend enough time in it that you can find the books as we go through it. If not, why take some time to get yourself familiar with the Bible. And I'm opening another Bible all the time. You know, I've told you many, many times that I've got three Bibles right here in front of me, and I use all three of them as we're doing the program, and I use more than that while I'm studying so I can look up all the cross-references and enjoy God's Word. And I hope that you have always done that, and if not, I hope that you've started to do it. 2 Chronicles chapter 24, and we're going to look at the 20th verse. The Spirit of God came unto Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, which stood above the people, and said unto them, Thus saith God, why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord, that ye cannot prosper? Look at that. Why transgress the commandments of the Lord? And we've got some other verses of Scripture today we're going to look up that says the same thing. We should follow the will of God. Follow the Word of God. And when we do, we can expect God to bless us spiritually. The nation of Israel, they were promised physical blessings as well as spiritual blessings. And so we need to look carefully at the Word of God and follow. Why transgress ye the commandments of the Lord that ye cannot prosper? There's no way that you can grow and prosper if you are not following the commands of God. Because ye have forsaken the Lord, he hath also forsaken you. And they conspired against him and stoned him with stones at the commandment of the king in the court of the house of the Lord. Thus Joash the king remembered not the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but slew his son. And when he died, he said, The Lord look upon it and require it. There's a time when those that are wicked and evil shed the blood of those that are righteous and holy. They will be held accountable, especially for what they have done. Anyone that murders someone else is held accountable. But here, there is going to be a special curse and a special judgment for those that will choose to take the life of a believer. Now, let's look now as we have read through the 8th, 9th, and 10th verse, and let me go that quickly, and then we're going to get to the 11th and on to 12. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from his hand. Verse 11. Let's look at Job chapter 20, verse 27. Now you'll find that right before Psalms. Most of your Bibles, when you open your Bibles up, they'll open and center around the book of Psalm. And so as you have the Psalms, why, please just back up, because the book right before Psalms is the book of Job. Proverbs is right after it, and so it's kind of easy to keep in mind if you, again, have looked at your Bible and enjoyed the study of it. Job chapter 20, we're going to look at the 27th verse. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity. The earth shall rise up against him. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. There is a day. God has an account, a perfect, proper account. Look to Romans chapter 8. Let's go to the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. And we'll look to Romans chapter 8, verse 20. Romans chapter 8. Acts, Romans chapter 8, and the 20th verse. For the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. This come from the curse. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. And so again, we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Look at what's happened. Sin. Sin has entered into the world, and that sin has come to a high place here with what's taken place with Cain and Abel. Cain buried Abel, to hide the crime. Blood. You know, blood's not only Abel's blood that has been shed here, but it's all that would have been his descendants. That's what Cain is going to have to answer for. Jesus accounts for every drop of blood. And let's look at a couple of New Testament scriptures. Matthew 23. Go to Matthew chapter 23, verses 34 and 35. Matthew chapter 23, verse 34 and 35. That unto you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachas, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Now, I missed the first verse. I wanted to start with verse 34. Matthew 23:34. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify. Some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues, and persecute them from city to city. And again now, verse 35, to close that, because here is what they have done to the prophets and the teachers and the scribes. That unto you, you that have done this, may come all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel. Look at where it starts. Do you think God does not have an account? From Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, whom you slew between the temple and the altar. Look what's coming. God has a record. I beg and plead with you that you come to Jesus today. That you trust in Him and walk with Him. Stop following after the ways of the world, the teachers of those things that are improper and against the Word of God, the teaching of Cain. It's all there is. There's a teaching of Cain, there's a teaching of Abel. You're either going to follow one or the other. And I'm afraid that most of you have followed the one. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Refers once again to Abel, but it's talking about Jesus Christ. But we're still talking about the blood, aren't we? God has an account for every drop of blood. And don't think that you can deal with God's chosen, with those that have come by faith to Jesus Christ, and not pay an awful price for what you've done. Maybe you've just did something to destroy the church. Maybe your gossip. Maybe something has happened that you have caused a turmoil within the church. You're going to have to answer for that. Now, God's going to do the same thing to you that He did to Cain. He called to him. Now, if you're truly saved, and you've been involved in this, and you feel the calling of God, then please repent and turn back to God. Don't be a Cain. Don't follow Cain's example and his ways here. We go on to the 12th verse. And when thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive, a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. Let's go to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28:15. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. If you find Joshua, you're too far. Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come unto thee and overtake thee. Now again, let's look at the 12th verse just for a minute. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive, a vagabond. What happens when we choose not to set our heart and our lives upon the things of God? Let's just look at them. 16. Cursed shalt thou be in the city. Cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land. The increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly because of thy wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, and until I have consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest and possess. Are you getting a small idea of what's going on here? And it continues. You read the rest of that chapter, and it just continues. Cursed, cursed, cursed. Now, why don't you want to turn those words to words of blessing? God can bless you and bless you and bless you. Then get away from the things of this world. Get your eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Get in the house of God. Look to the things of God instead of playing with the things of this world all the time. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ for your strength. Let's go to the opposite end of your Bible. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:9. 2 Peter 3:9. Look what's happening to Cain. What a wonderful choice he made. Are you making the same choice today? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Look at that wonderful verse. God is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. He wants everyone to come to Jesus, but that all should come to repentance. All should turn unto him. He's calling today. That would include Cain. Cain had that calling some 6,000 years ago. The same calling that you're receiving today. You can receive the same curse today that he received then if you continue to neglect, continue to turn away from the calling of God. Is the Spirit of God calling you today? Is the Spirit of God desiring that you come to him? Yes, he is. Will you listen to that call? Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ today. These wonderful verses of Scripture, we've just looked up 2 Peter 3:9. We were in Deuteronomy 28:15. We looked up Matthew 11:24. Hebrews 12:24, Matthew 23:34-35. We looked at some verses of Scripture in Job chapter 20:27, Romans chapter 8:20-22, 2 Chronicles chapter 24:20-22, Revelation chapter 6:10. All these verses of Scripture that we've enjoyed today. I hope that you have enjoyed the study. I hope that you have learned that God is calling you, and by studying His Word, by listening to His Word as you have today, you're recognize that you can come, because the Spirit of God is dealing with your heart today. So I ask you that you please come today and trust in Him. Call upon Him. Don't turn away again. The call may end. None should perish is the desire of the Lord, but it is up to you. Please, that you choose Jesus today. Follow that calling in your heart. He showed you who you are. Now trust in Him. What are you going to do about Jesus?